Continuing with the topic of the lotteries that the Kohanim took part in to determine and distribute out who would be granted which different avodas, which different services in the Beis Hamikdash on a daily basis, the Gemara is having a debate whether or not, how did the Kohanim come dressed to these lotteries? Were they wearing their special big day kohanim? Were they wearing their special sanctified holy clothing? Or were they wearing non-sacred clothing, the lottery itself? Then Rav Sheshes wants to prove the idea that they were wearing their clothing from a Braisa. And the Braisa speaks about a place, a room in the Beis Hamikdash called Lishkas HaGazis, the chamber of the hewn stone. And that was the site that the lottery took place. And the clothing article, that the way that they would determine how they would keep the count going, because the we mentioned the Kohanim would put out their fingers to go around in this counting style of the lottery, because they weren't going to count heads, weren't going to count the individual people. So the clothing article that was removed from one of the Kohen was one of the Kohanim was the ketones. So this, so what the one that it was removed from, that indicated to everybody where the counting would start from. Therefore, says Rav Sheshes, they must have worn big day kahuna. They must have worn their sacred clothing. There was no such thing as a ketones, says Rav Sheshes, in the regular wardrobe of the Kohanim. So that's a clear proof from the Braisa. The Gemara says, not so fast. Maybe we know that the mothers of the Kohanim made them special tunics, which they could use for certain elements of avodah, not anything that was public. Therefore, if we see that the mothers were making the tunics, then we could argue that it probably isn't so far-fetched that they also made the ketones for them as well. So that Braisa is not a proof. Abaye, though, has a different point. Since the Braisa mentioned that the west side, there was an elder judge of the court sitting over there, the problem with this is the principle of Ein Yeshiva Ba'azara, Ela Malchus Beis David Levad. The rule is you're not allowed to sit down inside of the sanctified area, the Beis Hamikdash, except the exception for the kings of the House of David, which Rashi and Gemara later on Samach Tesamah Beis, which is the parallel Gemara, quotes the source for this rule from Devarim Perek Yedches Pasuk Zayin, Ha'omdim Sham Lifnei Hashem. Ha'omdim Sham, standing before Hashem. That was the role of the Kohanim, the people serving in the Beis Hamikdash. We don't have permission to sit, with the exception of Malchus Beis David, and that's based on the Pasuk and Shmuel, the Gemara over there quotes Shmuel Beis, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yedches, Vayavo HaMelech David, Vayeshev, Lifnei Hashem. Then concludes Abaye in our Gemara, must be that half, in order for this to work, for there to be an elder judge sitting in the west side of this room, must be the Lishkas HaGazis was actually half in the Kodesh and half in the Chol, half was in the space of the Kedusha, but in the non-sacred area, that must be where he was sitting. Otherwise, he wouldn't have been allowed to be sitting. Comes Tosfos and asks from the Gemara in Zvachim, the Tes Zayin Amad Aleph, we find there was sitting down for when it came to, that we did see them sitting down when it came to the eating of the korban meat. So what about the rule of Ein Yeshiva Bazara? Asked Tosos. Tosos quotes the Ri, that the rule of Ein Yeshiva Bazara applied to activities that were not part of the avoda, but Achila is part of the avoda from the Pasuk, V'achlu otam asher kopar b'hem, that the Kohanim eat and the owners achieve atonement through this. So this is allowed to be Yeshiva. The second idea that Tosos brings is that by Achila's kochim, the eating of the korban meat, the Torah uses the term lemoshcha, which we've spoken about before. It means legadula. It's supposed to be a grand experience, just like the kings sit. So that's the comparison. The Kohanim are allowed to sit as well. What is the idea behind this halacha? So Rashi Maseches Sotah Daf Mem Amud Beis uses the words de'ein kavod shemayim b'kach. The idea of sitting down would not be on bring honor to Hashem. Some connect this to the general principle of Mora Mikdash, supposed to have fear of the temple area. We can't have a casual relationship with the Beis Hamikdash. And I saw brought down the Margolos Hayam Maseches Sanhedrin on the pasuk Achas Shalti Meis Hashem Osev Akeish. David HaMelech had one question from Hashem to sit in his home. What was the one question? The Yalkutim says that David HaMelech asked for there was a Malchus. He asked, this explains the Margolos Hayam. He asked for kingdom. Since Yeshiva Ein Yeshiva Zara, Ein Yeshiva Zara was only for the Malchus Beis David. So shift day, it says he wants to sit, it can only be for the Malchus Beis David. Maybe there's another idea that not sitting reminds us that our relationship with Hashem is supposed to be fresh and exciting. Levaka Be'echelo, to be a visitor. Don't get too comfortable to be shifts, to want to have a constant relationship with Hashem, but to have it with the correct mindset.